So, do you want to make $1,000 per month? Yeah, in this podcast, I'm going to be diving into the 10 different ways that you can achieve $1,000 per month. And you know, on the internet, there is no one way to make $1,000 per month. There are so many different ways. And I want to go deep into each of these 10 methods. I want to give you all the concepts so that you can make an informed decision for yourself on which one you want to pick and which one do you want to take forward and drive forward. Okay, so what I would suggest is that you grab your notepads, pens and papers, take some notes. And this podcast could be the most inspiring podcast for you to be able to create that lifestyle of freedom for yourself. So idea number one is blogging. You know, set up a blog, a niche blog based around a particular topic or a particular expertise, and start writing a lot of articles and content around that. And these articles and content need to be more focused on what your readers really want rather than what's in your mind. Okay, so what you can do is the best way is you can even go to a website called answerthepublic.com and just type in any topic over there. And this engine is going to pull out all the possible questions that people are actually typing on the internet related to that particular topic. And you can use that as a starting point for you to write your blog article. So the whole purpose of blogging is to solve a problem of your reader. And if that problem can be linked to a form of a service or a form of, you want to sell a product or an affiliate product or anything else, maybe when you want to sell your freelancing services, you can use a blog to to attract the right customers based on what they're searching for. So of all the different methods, if you see, blogging is a more long-term method. That means it takes a longer time to even start ranking on the search engines. And if you see the thumb rule today is like you need to have at least 2,000 word blog posts for it to start ranking on the search engines. And quality is the key. It also depends a lot on how much time people are spending on the particular blog post. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing these podcasts, is because these podcasts are also going to be embedded on my blog. And you're probably listening to this on my blog. And the more time you're spending on a particular article, Google is going to start monitoring that as a quality post. And it's going to give better weightage and better ranking to that. So there are multiple factors to ranking, but blogging is the first method, which is a very qualitative method of generating $1,000 per week. Okay, let's go to the second method is affiliate marketing, which is probably one of my favorites. Okay, so while blogging takes a lot of time, affiliate marketing is something which you can make money fast. Okay, you can actually go and pick up affiliate programs and start promoting them. And affiliate marketing is a multi-billion dollar industry right now. And people all over the world are creating full-time incomes. And the beauty about affiliate marketing is you don't have to own any product. You don't have to manage the shipping and the handling or do any kind of fulfillment anywhere. Everything is being taken care of by the product creator. Okay, so even customer service is taken care of. So you are just being the bridge. And when it comes to affiliate marketing, you can choose physical products or digital products. And my personal preference is digital products because you can make much higher commissions because there's no, cost to, there's no logistics and shipping and handling costs when it comes to digital products as compared to physical products. So again, you need to pick your affiliate programs based on your niche, based on your topic of expertise. Some of the biggest affiliate marketplaces in the world are Amazon and Flipkart. You can easily go and start affiliating their products and start making some money on the side. My personal favorite is promoting digital products, and I love to promote tools. Like ClickFunnels, I promote Demio, I promote GetResponse, many of these essential tools for business, which are subscription-based. So as long as people are always on a monthly subscription, I'm going to be making that monthly commission coming to me. So the smarter way to do affiliate marketing is to pick digital products, which are subscription-based, and then you promote that. And even if you have a small customer base and they're doing a monthly repeat purchase, it really saves you the headache of chasing for new customers every single month, okay? And I would highly recommend a training if you are serious about learning from somebody who's the master in affiliate marketing, a guy who did over $4 million, I think within 10 months, selling other people's products as an affiliate. I would like you to note down this link and go and check out his free training. It's called the 4% challenge. You can go to sids.co/challenge. Okay, I'll repeat that, sids.co/challenge, and you can go and watch his free webinar by one of the world's top super affiliates who's done close to $4 million within a short span of time. So affiliate marketing is a great way to get started if you're just on this journey of wanting to make that $1,000 per month, okay? Next is, let's look at Setting up an online store, okay? Setting up an online store. This is the third way on how you can make $1,000 per month, which is more on the lines of e-commerce and dropshipping. So you need to first understand what are the different marketplaces out there. You need to find the right source for your products. Set up a nice e-commerce website. Nowadays, you can just set up plug-and-play websites on Shopify, and you have many other, Magento, many other platforms which are ready to go, systems. So you need to be good at curating the right products, identifying the right market, and of course, running the right promotions. Like, you need to invest on Facebook ads and many other, you know, ads, even search-based ads, for you to start selling those products at a particular margin that you make. So it's a much deeper game. Personally speaking, I'm not an expert in this. I have some friends who are experts and who are making some really good money through dropshipping by having their own store. And this is the third way on how you can achieve $1,000 per month. This is managing social media channels. So you can become a social media manager, and there are many companies that require somebody who can manage their channels, who can actually create the strategy, do their posts, create their content, and manage their entire social media handles, which is a great way for you to start providing a service. Of course, it is not passive income, but you can do a lot of stuff. You can plan a lot of things, even work with other freelancers, where you can manage the channel and you can outsource the work to others. And I know people who are making, you know, $2,000, $3,000 per month outsourcing, handling social media channels for larger accounts, okay? So again, it depends on the brand that you're working with. Most of the small and medium enterprise companies may not have that much of a budget. But again, you can start off with something, even with $500 per month or even $1,000 per month, you can start off, and then you can start increasing it from there on. So, you know, managing social media channels is a good way to start positioning yourself as someone who can offer a service and make $1,000 per month. Let's go to idea number five. Idea number five is content writing. And writing is one of the highest paid professions on the internet, if you ask me. And there are many platforms where you can actually go and list yourself as a writer, and you can start charging people per word. So there are websites like crowdcontent.com, iwriter.com, and there are many other crowdsourcing writing websites where you can go and list yourself as a writer. Initially, you may not be making much money because you're just starting out, but as you keep writing more and more blogs and articles, and based on the ratings that you would get, you could make a lot more money based on that. I know quite a few writers who are even making up to $10,000 per month writing content for others. Of course, they spend a lot of time writing. So you need to truly have a passion in writing if you want to do this. Because if you don't have a passion for writing, and if it's really something hard for you to do, then I would not recommend content writing as a $1,000 per month profession. Okay. So let's go now to idea number six. Idea number six is one of my favorites, is selling online courses. Okay. Besides affiliate marketing, I also make a lot of money selling my own courses. And this is the best way for you to be able to create that kind of a leverage, where the effort is once, but you can make money on a recurring basis. The only thing is, once a product is created, you need to know how to sell the product. So the actual skill is not in the product creation, which is important, but it is in promotion of the product. So in my case, I've created my products once, and I sell through webinars. So every webinar, people come, hundreds of people come in, and a lot of people buy my products. Okay. So even when it comes to selling online courses, there is a methodology to it. And if you hop into my next webinar, I can tell you exactly how to do it, because many of my students have been able to go from zero to making over $5,000 per month without having any technical knowledge within a 90-day time period following my system. So if you want to learn more about this, you can come into my next webinar. You can go to sids.co, sidz.co/freedom. And you want to live a lifestyle of freedom, let's catch in. And I'll tell you exactly how you can blend online course selling with affiliate marketing to create multiple streams of income for yourself. Okay, that is idea number seven. Idea number eight is you can start freelancing. There are many websites which are freelancing websites. Let me give you some names of websites. There's a website called guru.com, G-U-R-U.com. You can go to websites like elance.com. You can go to websites like fiverr.com, upwork.com. All these websites are freelancer websites. So if you're skilled in any particular area, maybe you're skilled in setting up funnels, you're maybe skilled in graphic design work, you're skilled in editing videos, you're skilled in editing audio, or you're skilled in doing a particular, you know, setting up websites or landing pages or, you know, setting up systems, you can list yourself as an expert freelancer on these sites, and you can charge people based on hour, maybe $20 an hour, $50 an hour, $100 an hour, depending on your the gig that you put out there. Okay, and this, imagine, if you're charging, say, $100 an hour, and say $50 an hour, and you're going to be working 20 hours in a month, you can achieve $1,000 per week, provided you're really good at your skill, and provided you're able to, you know, deliver great value to your and great service to your customers, and able to get those kind of reviews when they hire you as a freelancer. Because if you get it wrong, you know, in your first gig, you're gone, okay? Because your negative review, even one negative review, is equal to pushing you down the ladder and not getting any work, okay? So your quality of work really matters a lot, especially when you're listing yourself on these freelance websites, okay? So freelancing is a great way for you to start making $1,000 per month if you go with this method. Let's go to idea number 9. The next idea is not for everybody, but it can work for those who have some form of real estate, where you can list your property on Airbnb. Okay, so if you have a property, you can do it up. And I have a friend who has 4 properties and who's, I think, roughly making $3,000 a month through his properties coming through Airbnb. Okay, so he's basically listed his properties, done it up. He's actually invested in doing up his places. And then he's listed in, of course, it has to be in strategic locations where there's a lot of tourism happening and people would like to visit and stay in that place for some time. So there are a lot of factors when it comes to this, but this is another way for you to be able to make $1,000 per month passive income by just listing your estate on Airbnb. And finally, idea number 10 to make $1,000 per month is to become a virtual assistant. Okay, this is slightly different from a freelancer, because a freelancer is where you have to really work on, you know, getting your projects and things like that. But there are many portals and websites where you can become an employee or a virtual assistant for a large company. Example one or example two can be, you can be a virtual assistant for a celebrity or somebody who just needs your help. Okay, so you can be on their call doing everything, whatever they need, based more like an office assistant, but you're completely virtual, like taking their calls, managing people's emails, setting up their appointments, doing, like, ensuring all the paperwork is done, everything on a virtual mode. Okay, so you can do this on a one-to-one basis, or you can list yourself as a virtual assistant on larger portals where you'll be asked to do specific tasks, and it'll be more like a task-based payout which you will get. Okay, so yeah, I know many virtual assistants who are also making $1,000 per month, provided, of course, they are listed in the right places. Okay, so just to recap, here are the 10 ways on how you can make $1,000 per month. Okay, idea number one is blogging. Idea number two, affiliate marketing, one of my favorites. Idea number three, setting up an online store. Idea number four, manage social media channels for clients. Idea number five, become a content writer. Idea number six, sell online courses, which is my super favorite. Idea number seven is sell stock photos. Okay, I don't think I mentioned that. You can actually sell stock photos, stock audio. You can list them on these different stock websites like, you know, Graphic River, and, you know, there's Theme Forest. You can set up stock photos, stock videos, stock audios. Then you can do freelancing. Idea number eight is freelancing. Idea number nine is list your property on Airbnb. And idea number 10 is to become a virtual assistant. So I've given you a whole bunch of ideas here. So what I would like you to do is, based on whatever you heard, if you're listening to this podcast on my blog, please share in the comment below, what are your top, which is your top one that you would pick, and why would you pick that? Okay, why do you think that, that particular mode which you picked, why do you think it is right for you? I would like to read your comments, and I definitely would like to reply to your comments. Okay, so I hope you found this useful. I'm going to be doing a webinar, so please hop into my next webinar. It's sids.co/freedom. If you want to live a lifestyle of freedom, want to build a business without an office, without any employees, having more free time for yourself, more free time for your family, making a lot of money, and inspiring a lot of people at the same time, hop into my webinar. I have a success model, and I have thousands of students are going through my models right now and implementing and getting results in their life. Okay, so I'll see you there. Wish you all the best. Have a great day. Bye-bye.